Welcome to In the Garden with Kelly and Char. I'm Kelly Casey. And Char, how does your garden grow?
Well, I'm taking tender indoor care of those coleus and geranium slips I took this fall.
You are ever the gardener, no matter the season.
You bet.
Well, this is our show, as promised, one of our most loved shows, because we offer so many great gift ideas for the gardener in your life, even if that gardener is you. All right, Char, what's on tap? I can't wait to start making my list.
All righty. Well, as the Christmas holiday approaches, and if we have an avid gardener in our family or a dear friend who gardens, it's nice to remember them with something they might be wishing for and maybe feel it's too extravagant to buy themselves. Or maybe they're too busy gardening to shop for themselves.
That's true.
Yep. Here's something for that person, maybe a special guy on your list who says, "Don't get me anything." You know the kind of person who says that, right? And true, maybe they're minimalist and don't want a lot of quote-unquote stuff. What about a tree? Now, I don't mean a tree for you or your recipient to plant. You can donate a tree to a state park or a national forest, a tree in the name of your recipient. Now, you've probably heard of trees planted in memory of someone who's passed, but you can also do the same thing in celebration of someone. You can contact the United States Forest Service, which is an agency of the United States Department of Agriculture. If you're interested, just go to www.fs.usda.gov.
That's a great idea. I would have never thought so. You know, some people buy stars for people. Buy a tree for them.
Right. We need, with all the forest fires going on, especially in northern Minnesota,
absolutely,
they'll need to do some replanting. Aprons. We're going to really switch gears here for gardeners, of course. You know, we find that vinyl-coated aprons are very helpful. How many times have you used your garden hose to clean out the dregs at the bottom of an old flower pot, or a large one perhaps, and you got, well, maybe a little splashback all over your clothes?
That happens a lot.
Oh, yeah, lots of times. So vinyl-coated aprons in a nice botanical print, perhaps. Tools, good ones. If you're really after some fancy schmancy ones, metal in, say, a hand clipper, they're often made in England, Germany, or even Switzerland. These aren't the cheapest tools on the market, but they do make a statement that you went out and made an extra effort. One of the larger greenhouses in your area may be the place you have to look for these fancier tools.
Or perhaps maybe one of our sponsors.
Hey, there's an idea. Don't forget our sponsors. Magazine subscriptions. I always recommend Garden Gate. It runs about $30 a year, but it's full of great articles.
It's well worth the price.
Yes, it is. Gardening ideas, beautiful photos of the newest plants. There's also the Northern Gardener magazine. It's a bi-monthly issue, and it's produced by the Minnesota State Horticultural Society. If you bought a membership in the society, which is $64, the magazine is part of those membership benefits. But if you wanted to subscribe to only the magazine, that's $34. But remember, it comes out every other month. And by the way, did you know that it has been in publication a long, long time? Not sure if the name has always been the Northern Gardener, but the Horticultural Society has published a magazine since 1866.
They are an absolute state treasure.
The
Horticulture Society, you know, in the last couple of years, we haven't had a chance to get out there, but they have so much great information and their place out there is just beautiful.
Yes.
So here's an idea. Maybe give them a couple tickets to the Ooh. Horticulture gardens out Ooh. There. That might be a nice day trip for somebody come
Absolutely.
Spring. And I know that they are also a great resource to see what your gardens might look like in
right.
the winter.
If you're wondering, check their gardens out first. One of the more unusual garden tools or accessories that I researched was on Sharper Images' website, a folding wheelbarrow. A bit pricey, $99.99. It's got a canvas body and a rotating wheel for easy turning. It has just the one wheel. It's advertised to hold 150 pounds of cargo.
That sounds like a really practical gift, because the thing about wheelbarrows, and I have two, is where do you store
them?
They
take up room.
They really do. And you really aren't, unless you're hauling a lot of dirt,
mm-hmm.
you really don't need an awful lot of space, you know,
right.
or cargo. You're just trying to move things from place to place.
Right.
150 pounds, I think that's well within what I want.
What we'd want to haul. Right.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great idea.
Now, here's a fun idea to spruce up the bark of maybe a nondescript tree trunk. And if it's a large enough tree, if it won't hurt the bark a bit, put a face on it. Yes, a face.
I have one of these.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, my goodness. I got to check that out. It's made of rosin. There's eyes, eyebrows, noses, mouths, sometimes mustaches. Some are comical, some are more sedate. Wayfair and Bits of Pieces are two places that I know sell various kinds of rosin faces. Where did you get yours?
I think we got it at TSC.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. And by the way, these face pieces are screwed to the bark with short screws, but it won't hurt the inner cadmium of the tree.
In fact, we have one on the way down to the barn. We call him the Wild Man. And if you don't know he's there,
it might scare you.
It does a little.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Now, I've probably mentioned this item several times over our past 5 years together. If you have a youngster who follows you around your garden and wants to help grandma, grandpa, or mama, or daddy with gardening, don't forget to get them their very own set of child-size garden tools. It usually consists of a rake, a hoe, and a small shovel. And if you can, try to buy a set with hardwood handles. You will be instilling in a youngster a special love of gardening if they have their very own set of tools.
Kids love gardening, and it's one thing that you can give them that will last their lifetime.
Exactly.
Is the love of gardening.
The love of gardening. Now, if you have a small budget, or if you want a small stocking stuffer item, I have two suggestions. One is a hand-sized clipper for deadheading or bouquet cutting. It fits inside the palm of your hand, unlike a scissors or shears. You simply squeeze together. It has shorter blades, and they're usually pretty sharp. It's about $6.95 in price. The other item is in the jewelry department. It's called Posy Pin. It's a tiny glass vase on a stick pin, and it keeps a small posy fresh all day. It makes a perfect gift for a gardening friend. It's about 2 inches in length or height, I guess, and it costs around $8.95. Of course, you'll have to add shipping and handling to the cost of these if you find them in a catalog. And they are both available from a catalog company called Kinsman Company. By the way, Kinsman Company also has something else available that sounded interesting. Not sure if you'd be thinking of this as a Christmas gift or not, but I'll mention it anyway. It's pot feet. Yes, pot feet. They're made of either crushed stone mixed with poly rosin, or they can be made out of clay too. The poly rosin usually has a painted or a bronzed finish. Be careful of the clay ones, because if they do get dropped, they will break. Those clay ones are usually made in England. They come with three to a set usually, and they're sometimes in the shapes of animals like rabbits, hedgehogs, ducks, to name a few.
That sounds cute, really cute.
Isn't it? The backside of the animal shape then has a squared off place or shape so that you can put them in a circle and then you set your pot on that little ledge that I just described. So it sort of makes a triangle in a way. But the planter pot will fit nicely on them. And the feet are strong enough to hold heavy pots. They usually run a little bit more money, maybe around $25, $35.
You know, the budget-minded person in me wants to know, wonder if that's something that you could really make yourself. There's an awful lot of clay and resin products that are available that you could shape them yourself.
You could shape.
Maybe give them a try. Maybe have a child in with you design them for
a craft day.
Yeah, have a craft day and design them, maybe especially around a pot that you already have, and make it into an animal.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Maybe add a tail. Oh,
there you go. On the back side of the pot. There you go. We're getting creative here. So we mentioned small budget. Now, at a lot of local stores, my daughter's store, for instance, yay, they carry decorative garden flags that you can fly on a wire stand meant for just this purpose. And also, I know in her store they have decorative solar lights that don't cost a ton of money, but you could pop them into your garden spot that's lost some of its wintertime color. Look out the window and see your light.
I love those. And actually, last year, everyone on my gift list got a garden flag.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I just figured that was something that they could, and it had a bright red cardinal on it.
Oh.
And it was a wintertime scene, but I put them out exactly to add that pop of color during that long, long white winter.
We need that. And don't forget gift certificates. These are helpful if you've totally run out of ideas or if you think your gift recipient would have fun choosing items for themselves. Besides, a large garden center often will have more than just holiday plants. They carry household items, garden tools, and various gift items that are just plain fun. Oh, yes, and don't forget plants. They have plants. And also, that gift certificate is good for early spring when the real buying season for gardeners begin. While you're browsing in one of those large garden centers, check to see if they carry flower presses. A press usually consists of several flat pieces, some type of stiff cardboard probably, and sometimes a few parchment-like papers to help with the absorption of the drying petals. A typical press is not very large, maybe 6 by 6 inches. These flower presses should be relatively inexpensive, and if you want to preserve some of your flat-shaped blossoms that would be lovely pressed, try one for either a gift for someone who grows a lot of flowers or as a gift to yourself. I have one and I've used one for years and highly recommend them.
Well, I hope that you're enjoying our end of the season holiday gift giving show. And this is our fifth consecutive one. Char, you always do such a great job of finding all these really interesting things that maybe people haven't thought of before or just a resource for finding them. And if you have any questions, make sure that you go to our Facebook page and we'll have some of the listings of some of our key resources listed there this week. All right, Char, you know, I know something else that's on your favorite gift giving list, and that's books.
Oh, you bet it is. And I have to add to what you just said, I do enjoy this show and doing the research. It's like being Santa's helper. Yes, books. I have four I want to highlight this year, starting with a rather complex book, one you might not find everywhere. It's The Atlas of Flowering Plants. Now, the word atlas implies something a little bit more than an easy read, right? And you'd be right. This atlas features magnificent color portraits of 200 flowering plant families from around the world. The deconstructed plant parts, flowers, leaves, stamens, and fruits, are individually scanned and arranged side by side on a black background to provide a unique insight into how plants grow and what they look like. So it's a pretty heavy book. Another book, The Kew Gardener's Guide to Growing Trees, The Art and Science to Grow with Confidence by author Tony Kirkham, who's on the staff at Kew Gardens.
And Kew is K-E-W.
Correct. Kew Gardens team helps with choosing and growing these essential garden mainstays, trees. Granted, the tree specimens mentioned in this book may be geared for the United Kingdom, but some varieties are common to the United States. Besides, it's Kew Gardens. It's always interesting to read what they have to say, and they are such an authority on all things green and growing. Here's one that I thought was interesting. The Healthy Garden, Simple Steps for a Greener World. The authors are Kathleen Norris Brenzel and Mary Kate Mackey. This book is described as a part gardening Bible and a part call to action. It's filled with lots of savvy tips from dozens of experts. It offers practical advice for starting a garden. Another flyleaf description for this book said, a gardening book for the times we live in. And the last of the four books, Rodale's Basic Organic Gardening, A Beginner's Guide to Starting a Healthy Garden. It's a guidebook for new gardeners, and it promises to answer all your questions, no matter how simple. And good news, besides being sold on Amazon, you will find it at some Walmart stores, and it can be purchased for under $20.
All right, that sounds like a great comprehensive list. And is our tradition, we are going to end this last show of the season. And thanks so much for sticking around for us for this wonderful season. We're going to end with Char's favorite gardening poem.
Yes, this is one that means a lot to me, and I hope it means a lot to all those who hear it. The kiss of the sun for pardon, the song of the birds for mirth. One is nearer God's heart in a garden than anywhere else on earth.
We certainly agree. And thank you so much for joining In the Garden with Kelly and Char at the end of year 5. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Char and I would like to thank each of our listeners for their input and valuable feedback. Our sponsors for their continued support, especially this year when each of them faced new challenges, and mostly to KDWA for choosing to bring you this program. We love talking about gardening and hope you've enjoyed the 156 programs we have aired since 2017. I look forward to another spring and to once again asking Char, how does your garden grow? Till the rain comes tumbling down.